MSNBC commentator Roland Martin claims country at war with evil Republicans. By Joshua Klein on September 6, 2022. The country is currently at war with the evil and weak Republicans, according to MSNBC guest commentator Roland Martin, who called for Democrats to stand strong against conservatives and keep hitting back, while warning these crazed, deranged folks seek to impart evil in every facet of our society. Appearing on MSNBC's The Cross Connection with Tiffany Cross on Saturday, Martin explained that the Americans are at war and must be ready for the fight. Pastor Charles Jenkins has an intro to his song War where he says when the enemy is coming at you, you can't fall down, you can't break down, this means war, he said. Drawing a parallel from the song to the state of the country, Martin insisted Americans are in the midst of a war on the evil Republicans. That is where we are at war with these people, these folks are evil, he said. They have allowed evil into their house, he added. With Donald Trump, he has now dominated the party. This evil is spreading, and when you're in a war footing, you have to respond accordingly. Martin also expressed support for the president's recent attacks against MAGA Republicans. It's about time President Joe Biden decided to get tough, he said. It's about time his advisors stopped being weak and stopped being impotent and not fighting back. Claiming Republicans are a threat to democracy, Martin called for Democrats to stand strong against them. What these people want to do to this country is destroy democracy, he said. They want to rig elections. And so it requires you to stand strong, he added. You don't walk comments back, you don't wilt under the pressure. Martin also accused those on the right of being both weak and hypocritical. Republicans and conservatives, they are weak. All they do is whine and complain, oh my God, they called us semi-fascists, he said. Meanwhile, they have called Democrats Marxists, they've called them communists. They have called them socialists, they've called them pedophiles. And all of a sudden now you get hit and now you start whining? He added. Martin then called on Democrats and the president, DNC Chair Jamie Harrison, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and everyone else to keep hitting and keep pounding back because this is about the future of our children. I've got 13 nieces and nephews and I'd be damned if I'm going to leave a country for them run by these crazed, deranged folks who want to impart evil in every facet of our society, he said. Radio host Tony Bruno called Martin a AA player in the pantheon of vile race hustling frauds. They believe all Republicans are evil with no distinctions between actual extremists and anyone who would dare to cast a Republican vote, wrote radio host Dale Jackson. I debated the disturbed, idiotic at Roland's Martin, who told me, get in touch with your blackness, wrote conservative radio host Larry Elder. Guess that Barack Obama was wrong when he said, there's more than one way to be black. Liberal media confirms Biden regime tyranny, wrote one Twitter user. Last year, Martin called the Republican Party a complete trash party. He also said white evangelical Christianity was a fraud, and President Donald Trump was a fake Christian. Martin's latest remarks follow President Biden's Thursday night speech outlining the supposed dangers former President Trump and his supporters pose to democracy. In his address, Biden called on Americans to stop MAGA Republicans, whom he consistently cast as a dark force against democracy in his Soul of the Nation primetime effort near Independence Hall in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Much of the president's dark and brooding speech focused on demonizing MAGA Republicans, and at one point he appeared to suggest Americans isolate Trump supporters. Later, the president encouraged Americans to fight against the dark and wicked ideology, characterizing MAGA Republicans as a minority despite the fact that 70 million Americans cast their vote for Donald Trump. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.